Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contained.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've got a spectacular program outlined for you, and we're so very glad that you're here because you're what makes this program possible. You're certainly what makes this program possible. So I want to go ahead and thank all of you all for the continuous support that you're giving to this broadcast, to this ministry. And I want you to know that I believe that God is in appreciation for that as well. Now, as you know, we have not gone in and asked for any donations to support this program. I just want to simply let you know that part of this ministry is supported by the publication that I send out. If you want a free copy of the publication, to start off with a complimentary copy, just simply send me an email at online@drjessewalker.com. I will be more than happy to send you a free publication. Once again, if you want a free copy of the publication, just simply go in at online@drjessewalker.com. All one word, send me in the subject line, just request for a free or complimentary copy of the publication. You can also send me a blog at my blog. You can go to my website, Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc., drjessewalker.com, and certainly send information there. If you have a question about my Tuesday night show about the relationships, if you have something going on in your relationship and you want to find some answers for that, perhaps this show does not bring all the answers, but we can certainly help you try to find something that will bring peace and harmony to your life. I trust that that's what will happen for you as God blesses you. And Happy New Year to everyone out there. I want to say a very, very, very Happy New Year. I wish above all things that you all, like the Bible says, prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. So Happy New Year to everyone. Tonight we're going to continue with our Ten Commandments series. And tonight we're talking about, now that the New Year's in, what will be your inspirational story? So, you know, a lot of times people love to hear stories. I think stories are very good, particularly when they are inspired or when they are true or real stories. So I believe that stories can be a very good enlightenment for all of us. Many people subscribe to the notion of storytelling. I'm one of those. I love hearing a very good story, even in ministry format. I even enjoy telling stories because I think that it's something that can captivate the audience. Now, I also want to go ahead and mention at this point that we have a young lady that was on my Tuesday night show at the very top of the hour. Her name is Diana Booker, and Diana is someone who's fighting breast cancer. And I encourage you all, if you want to catch the first 20 minutes of that show, because it dealt with Diana's issue on breast cancer. Several years ago, she had breast cancer, and she was diagnosed with it, and she went to alternative things that she started using, and 15 years later, the cancer came back. And sometimes these things come back with a vengeance. Now, Diana is coming on the top of the show on my Tuesday night shows, and she will come throughout our broadcast, whether it's a Tuesday night show or a Friday night show, and she will give you segments of her story in an appeal to see if she can get some donations. And you can certainly go to GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com/ help Diana fight cancer. Once again, GoFundMe.com/ help Diana fight cancer. Now, none of the proceeds, of course, do not come here. Not one penny comes here. I'm only doing this as a community service to give something back. And anyone else that's fighting any struggle or you're trying to promote something or you have something that you want to share with the audience that can improve the quality of life for anyone, then I would certainly invite you to this broadcast. You can call the office at 954-367-6766 and let us know what your story is, and we will try to broadcast for you, or you're invited to come on the air. And we ask, of course, that your stories be a legitimate and honest story, because we do not endorse any programs that we don't know to be true. I know Diana personally. That's why I can vouch for her in this case. And, of course, asking for funding for something as detrimental as cancer is nothing to joke about. And once again, I repeat, there's no proceeds that come here at this broadcast. It doesn't support any ministry, not even a percentage of it. This ministry is solely supported by my out-of-pocket expenses and the support that I get from those who subscribe to my biweekly publication. And, of course, I'll send you a complimentary copy if you just go to the website online at drjessewalks.com. All right, tonight we're talking about, the new year. Now that the new year is in, what will be your inspirational story? And we invite the presence of God, and God, we invite you into our presence, and we pray that this ministry will be a blessing to all those that tune in. These and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. When I think about the new year, of course, you've got your individuals out there that make their New Year's resolutions, and by perhaps the third or fourth or fifth week, they forgot what their resolutions were that they made, and of course, they don't seem to stay on course with that. And, of course, that's not everyone. And then you have those that are sticklers, and they're going to do well whether or not they set a New Year's resolution or not. They're going to do well, and they're going to stick to that. Well, you have people who also set goals. You have people who set daily goals, weekly goals, monthly, quarterly, short-term, and long-term goals. But I say to you tonight, as we continue the Ten Commandments series, and we talked about the first four being man's relationship to God, the second six man's relationship to his fellow man, I say to you all tonight, starting off the new year and starting off each day, I would say if you focus on your spiritual connection with God, making that pact with him as the Ten Commandments talk about in the first four commandments, not having any other God before him, not putting anything, whether it's your car, your money, your children, your spouse, not putting anything before him, but having that relationship with him with the expectation that, God, I'm going to make a sacrifice as you made a sacrifice for me, hoping for this certain thing throughout 2014. You see, from my opinion, 2014 is no different than 2013, 2015 to God. Each day is like unto 1,000 years unto him. So it doesn't matter. He's not sitting here waiting to say, well, it's going to be a brand new year, and I'm going to watch and see what this guy or this girl or this lady or this man do. He's not sitting here waiting on that, because he wants you to come to him wherever you are at this point in your life, whether you're at your high, whether you're at your low, whether you're at your middle. He just wants you to come to him and accept him and acknowledge him as creator of the universe. Now, you know, as we go through things with the Bible, as we begin to study his word, and we want to make that connection, I find from personal experience that it's not necessarily always an easy thing to even interpret the language of the Bible, the literature there. And so sometimes it requires supplemental material. So whatever it is that it takes for you to walk by faith, to understand that God does exist. Now, you know, proving God's existence might be a difficult thing for most people. And if you think about it, it's going to come down to, in my opinion, your faith and your belief systems. Now, for me, as I look at the cosmology and how things are, just from my naked eye, you know, you see the clouds, you see the sky, the blue on a clear day, you see the sky, and you see those, you know, when we have those overcast of clouds, you can see that. In the night, you can start to see the moon, and then of course in the daytime you've got that bright sun when it's shining out there. And with night or darkness, you've got stars. And if you live, depends on where you live, if you live perhaps in a country area where it's not as heavy polluted with industry, then you see some of the most beautiful stars. I mean, we've got the planets out here, and science tells us all about that. But from the naked eye, from what we can see, there's something that put all of this together. A universal mind, a supreme mind, you know, the earth. But then if you think about it, if the earth, being the way that it is, let's just say we're talking about earth now, or the universe, you want to go to the galaxy, if all that exploration that has yet to be dealt with out there, if you think about it, because we have the wind, we don't know from which direction the wind is going to come and turn and so forth and so on, and we have to use certain measuring gadgets to determine, you know, what direction the wind is going in some cases. As a, you know, one who's played football, sandlot football for various teams, and as a quarterback, I used to sometimes when they flip the coin and ask whether you want to hear the tails in terms of who gets the ball first, and oftentimes you want your offensive team on the field first. And so we throw up some grass just to see which way the wind is blowing, because you want to kind of like have that second half of the wind, especially if you're playing outdoors. You want the wind in your favor because as a quarterback, when you're throwing that ball against the wind, you're subject to having interceptions, you know, which could be detrimental in a game that you're trying to win. So you want that, you want the wind in your favor. So you want to be throwing in that second half of the game, you want the wind to be going in the direction that your team is going, which is in opposite direction of the opposing team, because you want the wind to try. When you throw that ball, you want the wind to catch, you know, to be a part of that, because it gives it a stronger sail when you throw that ball off. And I would imagine just like with flying planes, oftentimes when they're going with the wind, when they're traveling with the wind, I've heard pilots say they pick up a tailwind, and this helps them to go a little bit faster. So I say to you that just knowing how things are with the naked eye, I begin to look at this and I say, wow, this is phenomenal. This is awesome. And then as I travel abroad and all throughout the world, I get an opportunity to see things that are so amazing. We're talking about natural things, whether it's mountains, whether it's stone, whether it's snow. I mean, it's just beautiful, whether it's greenery in some places. It's just phenomenal. And you can also see these rivers that just flow. You know, it's beautiful what God has put there. Now, we talk about the elements of God's existence, you know, the first four commandments being man's relationship with God. Well, you know, I think about it and I say, okay, the universe, you got all of this. Why couldn't it be that the universe is so powerful that it can decide, you know what, this mind, let's call it a mind, a spiritual mind or a spirit, that it decides, you know what, like an air bubble, it just creates, or it just sends a voice out there. Because there's a spiritual mind that sails out there, and I believe that spiritual mind is God. He's a spirit. And so with all of this, it just pushes through the galaxy. It pushes through the atmosphere and says, I am the great I am. Why couldn't that be? Why couldn't that be? I mean, Earth can do that spiritual mind, that spiritual supernatural being could transform at any time into anything that he chooses to transform into, to express his creation or his expression or his existence. He can come into a tree. He can come into a bird. He can do anything that he chooses to do just from that spirit element. I mean, and you're talking about, I'm serious here now, because, you know, this spirit is so powerful that the sun can't even destroy it, because he created the sun and holds it in the proper place and causes it to do its natural thing throughout. You know, on one side of the planet right now where we are in America, there's another side where it's darkness over here, and another side of the world, it's light. So, I mean, that's greatness. You know, and in some countries, they're 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours ahead of us, and in some places perhaps behind us. I mean, why can't he do whatever he chooses to do? How can you have day and night in the universe at the same time? Well, that's God. He can choose whatever he wants to choose. You know, some people are preparing to go to bed, and the next several hours they'll be going to bed, while in some countries we'll be waking up to a sunlight, and we're seeing the moon. So, you know, when we talk about the relationship with God, it's going to come down to not the finite mind that we have. All we've got is, in my opinion, of course, is the fact that we're looking at this from a faith perspective and a belief system. It's what do you believe? What are you influenced by? Are you influenced by what you believe? Don't let anyone... I would suggest don't let anyone cause you to alter your belief systems. And I'll tell you something. Sometimes it seems like God is out to lunch, out to dinner, on vacation, like he's completely forgotten about you, forgotten about man. You may be going through your situation. You may be going through your crisis. It seems like he is just not there. But you know what? His word, again, comes down to, I will never leave you or forsake you. And we got to believe that he's with us just as we breathe in and out. That's his air that we're breathing. And I believe that we are part of him. We're created in his image. Just as we're breathing his air, we are breathing the air that he breathes into the nostrils of man. So he is there with us, giving us life. So that's, again, it's going to come down to your belief system. And to enrich or enhance that, you can get into the Holy Bible, the Word of God. You know, and these are people who, the ones that have written the Bible, the Bible is the inspired Word of God, other than what I believe to be the Ten Commandments, which are the direct orders of God or the direct commands of God. We get into that, and we can clearly see that, you know what? This is not an easy reading. It's not necessarily an easy reading. You know, you go to the New Testament where you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John who give various and varying accounts of Jesus' life on earth. But they all mention that there was Jesus, the son of, to believe to be the Messiah, the Son of God, that came on earth, and he did walk the earth. So they're given their accounts. These are gospels, the good news of Jesus having been on the earth. Now when we come to the relationship of man, you know, we can probably, just from the scenario that I presented earlier about why can't the universe, that spiritual being, decide to, like an air bubble, just burst out of the universe and say, I am the great I am, if he chooses to, which holds the sun in place, the moon, the galaxy, the stars, everything in place. You know, when we have that relationship with him, then my question becomes, why do we worry so much about stuff and things and even a lot of disasters and illnesses? Not saying that we should not try to make life for humanity the best that we can make it, to occupy until the return of Jesus Christ, for those that believe that, which I do, what, you know, I think it's our, he's given us something to do. And as a result of sin in the world, so be it that illnesses and all sorts of things are going to happen. They're just going to happen because of the degradation of sin that sin causes. These things are going to happen. So, you know, as man and mankind, meaning, we're not alone. We're not alone. But there are times when our numbers are called, when we're only going to, I mean, when your number's up, and everybody has a number, and in spite of what we may want to plead to try to fight, there comes a time when God knows what's best for us. And I don't believe that this life that we know it, because it's too perfect. When I say it's too perfect, I mean the way the universe operates. It operates in such a systemic way that is so organized and so perfect that I don't believe our short span of life on the planet is the end of life. Perhaps it's the end of life as we know it to be. But I believe that there is something greater than happens. I'm not saying everybody rush out and die, of course, but I'm just saying whether we subscribe to being in the grave when we pass away and knowing that there's going to be a resurrection, whether we subscribe to that, or some people believe that they go to heaven after passing away, whatever your belief system is, I believe that that there will be, there's something greater, because the earth is such a beautiful place. I mean, it is just absolutely a gorgeous place. And if you all are living in environments where you're not recognizing the beauty of it, just hold your head up and look up into the sky sometime. You know, when it's not a rainy day, and I take the weather no matter how it is. Just look up into the skies and how beautiful it is, and how the sunlight just sends its radiation and how it radiates throughout. It makes the planet such a gorgeous place. Travel outside of your community. Do it at least, you know, one time in the course of this week. Travel outside of the community and just go north. Go north. And if you want to, go, and if you're living in Florida, head east. You're going to run into the beach until you just can't go any further. You're going to run into the beach. And the water is just so beautiful. Earth is an awesome place. And I don't even think I can begin to imagine what heaven must be like. But if it's, I can only go by what the Word of God, and it has to be someplace that's much more attractive than Earth. And you know what? That is where I would love my home to be. But let me just say that my ultimate home, and I trust that that's your desire as well. But I want to say tonight, now that the new year is in, what will be your inspirational story? Why don't you, let's take this opportunity throughout this new year, and starting with perhaps this week, which is about to come to a conclusion, or starting next week, or starting right now in this moment where you are, and decide, you know what, I'm going to not wait for my inspirational story. I'm going to create my inspirational story. Now, last week, I believe it may have been, or the week before that, when we were getting ready to celebrate the holidays, I appealed to you all to not just think about your life and the life of your family, but think about people who are less fortunate. That's what I appeal to you all about. And I encourage you and submit to you all to do that again now. Create an inspirational story that will be so inspiring to someone else throughout the course of this year that you will say, you know what, God, this has made me feel so great because I've done something outside of myself. Instead of just focusing on myself, instead of just thinking about me, I've elected to do something for someone else. And to see that the feeling, the look on their face, that smile that comes across as a result of something that I did to bless them. That's what I want you to do. Something that you do to enrich or enhance the life of somebody else this year. And if you're in a position to help several people, by all means, do that. You know what? Because at the end of the day, no one can take it with them. You certainly can't. And you won't even know you had it. So you know what? It's just a matter of those second six commandments, that man's relationship to his fellow man. And you know, when we can all start to deprive ourselves somewhat of just being so caught up into our own personal lives, I believe it's then when we will understand what true love really is all about. And that true love is what really will make the world go around and be a much better place to live. You know, I mean, we've got so much stuff going on that's so negative. Why not do something that's positive, that has a positive impact, that can influence something positively in the lives of other people? I mean, to me, that's what it's all about. It's not just about getting caught up into our own life and seeing life from the wealthy perspective that we may have. At the end of the sunset, when your number is called, there is nothing you can take with you. You came in naked, and you will return, you know, from dust to dust. Take it with you. So I say, make it where you not only are making it comfortable for you, but make it where you can be a blessing to someone else. And let me tell you, I'm not just telling you what I'd like you to do. I'm telling you something that I've experienced. It gives you such a great feeling to know that you have put a smile on someone's face. And there's a lot of people out there that's hurting, not just Christmas time, but all year round. People still need help. The guy who's standing with a sign will work for food, whether it's him, you know, or a family that's out there on the street with children because somebody's lost their job. The only thing that separates a lot of people, most of us, if not all, is the money that we have. It's the money. It separates those that can have good health care from those that don't have the money to afford it. Money is what separates it. The classes of people. But you know what? You take the money away from someone that's accustomed to having it, and they have no means of having it. And then you watch their life begins to unfold. The real person within them begins to come out. And it will be shocking and amazing. Now, just imagine if you're one of those people that have, and all of a sudden, you're looking down on the ones who don't have, that man on the street out there who's asking, not trying to rob you, but simply asking. Now imagine yourself losing everything that you have and being in that man's shoes or that woman's shoes. Sometimes people are only a paycheck away from poverty themselves. But I tell you, money makes the difference. If you have it, even if you're not where you want to be in life with it, if you can share something with someone to give them hope another day, then I believe your blessings, that begins to start of your ultimate and real true blessings. We're out of time tonight, but I want to say to you all, now that the new year is in, what will be your inspirational story? Thank you for joining us this evening. I trust that you've enjoyed this program as I did. Please join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you choose to bypass next Tuesday, we'll see you again here next Friday at 7 p.m. from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Until then, everybody, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.